this isn't quite the usual walk, which has been down Newark Street. Today I'm walking down Snenton Road, heading into Antenna for a lunch with, fingers crossed, trains being well, at Phil Campbell and at James_random. It's Monday and I've kind of overdone it on the layers. I'm quite looking forward to the colder days because I do like my my swishy long black coat, which has already probably prematurely made it out of the wardrobe. Because it's a beautiful day. It was very foggy this morning. Worked from home this morning. Simply had a really big weekend down in London for Randstad's 50th golden birthday party, which was a global party, which was awesome, which started in Sydney, through Tokyo, Mumbai, Istanbul, Bern, Switzerland, Germany, Italy, Holland, which is where their head office is, then to London, then they had to Portugal, to Lisbon, then across the Atlantic to Atlanta, Boston, LA, and I believe there was a South American party as well. Just awesome. The best thing about it, they streamed photographs. So there's photographers in all venues and they uploaded photographs to a given location and then they were fed down to each event. So their dance that they had all learnt across the organisation. If you look for R50 Randstad dance, I'm sure you'll find it on YouTube. Very simple dance, a couple of moves, everybody did together, photographs taken, and they got fed into the projections around the night. Absolutely amazing. We had digital jugglers, which were also great. We had holograms, essentially a very glorified Pepper's Ghost. If you don't know what Pepper's Ghost is, I think I might have to do a blog post on that. Very, very good old stage illusion. Sold as 3D, but essentially it was a Victorian convention that's kind of been lost in theatre, really. I think the coolest thing about it was the fact that it wasn't digital effect, although it was projected using transparencies placed at a particular angle, using the bouncing of planes to show an image that wasn't really there, so it looks as if it's floating in space. Cool illusion. And then, of course, the whole event held together by the fabulous Creative I.O. company, who are based in Nottingham, creativeio.co.uk, I believe they are. Not yet on Twitter, but I'm working on him. The event itself, compared by a fabulous gentleman called Nori Ashcroft, also aka Lionel Vinyl. So if you haven't listened to the Boo before this one, I recommend you listen to it because it's so, so funny. Potentially the new sting for a show of mine. And I'm really, really hoping to get him into the studio sometime very, very soon. Both Nori with his charity project and, of course, introduce you to Lionel Vinyl. Well, as is normal with my little audio boos, by the time I get to the end of the street, I decide to wrap up because otherwise I talk forever. So this is the end of the street.